There are two major concerns which, left unanswered, places the future of America in great peril. They are job creation and energy independence. We're told that solutions must be found and developed. My next guest is a proponent of an industry which provides answers to, well, both of these needs, yet it's also an industry which continues to be attacked, overregulated, restricted, even prohibited in some states. That's among the ideas that he writes about in his book, Just the Fracks, Ma'am, The Truth About Hydrofracking and the Next Great American Boom. He has over 35 years' experience in the oil and natural gas industry. We say good morning to Greg Kucera. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Chris. Good to be here.
Let me give you Greg's website. It's justthefracksbook.com, justthefracksbook.com. And for the, I think at this point, very few but still uninitiated, give us a quick one-minute profile. What is hydrofracking?
Best way I could describe it, if you were at a Giants football game and you're trying to leave that stadium, everybody's trying to leave all one heck of a traffic jam, isn't there?
Sure.
Imagine if you could build a 20-lane highway in two directions from that stadium and had a lot of little feeder highways going north and south. You could empty that stadium in no time. And that's really all. The analogy is hydrofracking is deep underground, maybe a mile or so, where we actually find the oil and gas. What we do is we pump water or nitrogen gas or some sort of like a foam like shaving cream, and we create a small crack. The crack's probably a quarter of an inch in width, and it'll go in two directions, usually a couple hundred feet from that well bore, that pipe, and then it may go up 100 feet or maybe 150. And that crack is that superhighway, like leaving Giant Stadium, where it's enough of a path that it gives that oil and gas that's in that reservoir a place to flow. So it actually helps the gas to get to the reservoir, and we can pump it out. So maybe that'll help your listeners kind of get a feel for what it is, because without hydrofracking, we've been doing this for over 60 years. Virtually every well in the United States requires hydrofracking. Without hydrofracking, we have no natural gas, no oil industry, no petrochemical industry, and basically no energy independence in any way, shape, or form.
Now, the concerns that the environmentalists and the pandering politicians seem to have against fracking are primarily the wastewater or waste fluids that come out as a result of hydrofracking, and they compare it with the wastewaters from nuclear power plants, although they sort of pass over the fact that nothing environmentally hazardous or any kind of calamity has ever happened from that wastewater. It's in safe storage in Nevada and elsewhere. And the other, I guess, concern that those groups have with fracking is just the fact of it's giving cause to go into lands that they would rather see untouched.
Great questions. And maybe the whole wastewater business, that always amazes me, because, you know, I've been working with this for, like you said, 35-plus years, and I'm trying to figure out where this wastewater is. I mean, it's scary how that stuff gets out there, but, you know, I know folks that run the wastewater treatment facilities, and they're not seeing the radioactive. I talked to producers, and I said, tell me about your water. And they said, Greg, if there's any radiation at all, it's probably less than you'd get out of a granite countertop, a fraction of what you'd get at a dentist's office. But he said most of the time there's not, zero, nada. So what normally is in that wastewater would be, or flowback water as we call it, would be chloride, and I mean like sodium chloride or calcium chloride, which we use for, you know, treating snow removal or flavoring our food. So I don't get it. I mean, I absolutely don't get it. It amazes me. And the other thing that's going on, we actually are drilling less wells today than we were 20 years ago. And it's because what we're doing now, it's a great American ingenuity, where instead of just drilling down vertically, one pipe in the ground and you know, hydraulically fracturing, creating that crack in the rock so that we can flow the gas out, we're drilling horizontally, kind of like a pipeline underground where you go down a mile and drill out maybe a mile or two. So you've got this basic underground pipeline, but we're accessing that entire reservoir from one or two spots instead of having 25 or 30. And so the disturbance is almost negligible. And for that little spot, we get an incredible amount of oil and gas. And you know, it's hard to believe. What people don't understand, Chris, is that where our energy comes from. Over 60% of the energy in this country comes from oil and gas, whether it's produced in this country or whether we have to bring it in from the Middle East or Russia or Mexico or someplace else. And that's because of what we use for transportation. Our military is the biggest user of energy. So these people want to ban fracking. We can do that. As long as we understand that the day we do that, we've banned our freedom, because now we're depending on OPEC or Russia to provide gas to our military. I mean, that's crazy. That's nuts, as I see it, as a father, particularly father of a soldier who's been three tours in the Middle East. What's he done? Two of the three tours, I know he was protecting flow of our oil supply. I know exactly what he did. The third tour, no idea. He was NCIS. He can't even tell me. So, you know, would we be as active in the Middle East if we didn't need their oil? I say no.
Talking with Greg Cazera, his book, Just the Fracks, Ma'am, The Truth About Hydrofracking in the Next Great American Boom, justthefracksbook.com, and the women listening to Issues and Ideas. When you look at the more recent trends of, especially now with fracking in with shale and what's been able to be extracted with shale at a more economical rate versus maybe 10, 15, 20 years ago, when you look at the rate of growth of fracking with shale, how much has our independence on grown versus our dependence on foreign oil in the last decade because of the new paths of fracking?
Well, clearly, we've matter of fact, right now, it's hard to believe, Chris, that just in less than 10 years, we've gone from energy lack. Matter of fact, we built in the late 1990s and early 2000s, we built 16 terminals around the country so that we could bring natural gas into this country from overseas. None of those terminals are operating today to bring gas in. Matter of fact, we flipped several of them so that we have the capability of sending natural gas out of the country. But in less than 10 years, thanks to American ingenuity, we've absolutely become the energy gorilla of the planet. We have right there, not far from where you guys are, that Marcellus Utica that starts in New York and runs through West Virginia and through Ohio and down into Virginia. Even.
Right.
That is the second largest natural gas field on the entire planet. I mean, stop and think about that. And when you think about the Creator put it right where, I mean, if you had to pick a spot in the United States to put that kind of an oil and gas field, I mean, it's right where it needs to be. We're in an area where we've been able to rejuvenate manufacturing. We've got steel plants being built in Ohio again. We've got chemical plants coming back into West Virginia and Ohio. I mean, you know, the job growth has been incredible, and it's close to the markets. Matter of fact, in my wildest dreams, for years, we always got our natural gas from the Gulf Coast. Matter of fact, one of the problems during a hurricane was a lot of times we couldn't get fuel up here because if they had issues in the Gulf Coast with a pipeline or maybe offloading, getting stuff in from offshore, it impacted our supply up in this area. Now, for the first time, we're actually shipping natural gas out of the Northeast to Texas and Louisiana. Now, that's mind-boggling. And think about, again, all the jobs that have been created that normally we would have, those jobs would have been created overseas to ship us energy. Now we're in a position, and, you know, it's funny, when I think of environmentalists, the first people I think of are the people in the natural gas industry. Now, your listeners might think, well, that's odd. That can't be. But I'll make the statement. I can back it up. The natural gas industry in the last 5 to 6 years has done more to improve the environment of the planet than put everybody else together. And we've lowered CO2 emissions in the United States to 1992 levels with an increased use of natural gas. Now, Washington had proposed to do that with a carbon tax. In other words, costing middle-class Americans and senior citizens real money that they'd had to pay, and their goal was to lower CO2. We did that without doing that, and my mother, at 90 years old, saw her gas bill, Chris, go down $100 a month because of lower natural gas prices. Now, for a senior citizen, $100 a month reduction is huge, and the other guys, the people that claim to be environmentalists to solve their problem, wanted to see her gas bill go up. Now, that's nuts. Now, factor in the factories that have been built in Ohio right now would have been built in China and in India under their environmental laws, which don't exist. Think about all the, and in addition to that, we talk about, you know, this wastewater. Everybody's paranoid about it. And, you know, what's amazing is all we've done, all the natural gas industry has done is create wildlife habitat. I'm president of the Oil and Gas Association in Virginia. We've got an elk herd on an old strip mine that was reclaimed with the right grasses to feed these animals. We got elk, we got deer, we got birds that they're seeing in that part of the state that they hadn't seen in four decades. And even in places like eastern Kentucky, I talked to the men and women that were growing up, they never saw a deer, never saw a bear. And because of the well sites that have been reclaimed, the pipeline right-of-ways, because deer don't eat in the forest, they stay in the forest, they need grass. What we're seeing from these pipeline right-of-ways, you know, I mean, you talk about, you know, where's all the hazardous materials that these people like to rail about? All we're doing is bringing back birds, bringing back wildlife. And, you know, that's the whole way the industry thinks is we're full of conservationists, people that really care about what they do and are passionate about it, and they're passionate about the environment.
The idea, when you are setting out to arrive at a position yourself, listening that on any specific issue, in this case, energy production and energy independence, you need to hear and be informed by as many outlets as possible. And from both sides, that's certainly a requirement. Now, certainly we've heard enough from the regulators and the environmentalists, but what Greg does with Just the Fracks, Ma'am, The Truth About Hydrofracking, Next Great American Boom, as opposed to those on the outside of the industry who have wishes and whims at a significant higher cost to you, by the way, including a governor here in New Jersey who seems to think that wind turbines are a way to go, on sort of glossing over the billions of dollars more that would create for your out of your pocket for energy production. What Greg writes about as an industry veteran is a factual, honest, insightful study of what hydrofracking offers, both the economy, both in job creation, as well as energy or continued growth in energy independence. And that's got a track record already proven to be accessible to a greater degree if the regulators and the environmentalists would just step out of the way and let a flourishing industry indeed become the next great American boom. Learn more about Greg's book at his website, justthefracksbook.com. That's the title of the book, Just the Fracks, Ma'am, The Truth About Hydrofracking and the Next Great American Boom. Greg Cozera, thanks so much for being here this morning.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it.